Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
All right, little cigar mouth.
Cigar Box, welcome to Monday. Once again, here we are, Crypto Corner. This is Crypto0XE0573 at your service. We're going to talk about cryptocurrency stuff. That's what we're going to talk about. Yes, today, Monday, the 12th day of October 2020. So far, October has been relatively, should I say, uneventful as far as any surprises, but we're not quite even to the middle of October just yet. And, of course, the official handoff to the new owners of Earth Incorporated, URTH, happens tomorrow. Tomorrow, the 13th of October, should be a festivus date to remember. Yes, we'll report on all the festivities of the handover live on this very channel at this time, exactly 24 hours from now. So that should be very exciting. We will probably be the only media network on the planet covering it live. So tune in at this time tomorrow, this same channel, this same station. Yes, the handover. So, what are we going to talk about today in the crypto world? First, we'll take a look at where the prices are. We're going to talk about this DeFi stuff and the tokens and what's going on. And I think I have a guy that has a little, I wouldn't say experience. I would say, it's an experience in DeFi. And he's going to talk about his experience in a experiment, which a lot of this DeFi is. The mechanisms of the contracts are experimental. Also going to talk a little bit about the airdrops and how you can get free money, free crypto, if you put a little bit of effort into it. And once you get going with airdrop kind of stuff, I wouldn't say become second nature, but it could. You could become obsessed and just start, you know, going for it. So there's a few little things. So where to start real quick? I guess to start to say hello. That would be the polite thing to do, to say hello to all the friends in the chat room we have here at freedomslips.com, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, which is the largest truth talk alternative radio network on the planet, free. We don't charge anybody anything for listening to the shows or even the archives. Everything is gratis. We only ask for your donations, your kind donations. And conversely, none of us get paid. Nobody gets paid here. We don't have – nobody can make a salary or anything like that. This is not what we do to make a living, okay? that model is – yeah, it'd be nice, but it's not working out. There's no income stream with, you know, volunteer work. Hello. But that also means that we do it from our heart. That means nobody is giving us money to say, you're going to say this and you're going to sway these people that way. There's no, we say what we feel. We are not censored here. We don't have corporate sponsors. So we do rely on you, the listener. And if you come to the freedomslips.com website, or even at the very top of our page, or the page that we use for our chat room, chatzy.com, chatzy, chatzy.com/freedomslips, chatzy.com/freedomslips, all one word. And then you'll see a little howdy welcome greetings. It shows like, the, you know, hey, we're respectful, please keep it, you know, we're like family-oriented kind of stuff in the chat room, so, you know, not a lot of cursing and stuff, you know. It'd be treated like your living room kind of thing. Well, treated like our living room, actually. I don't know what you do in your living room, but treat it like you go to somebody else's living room. And up on the top, you can click on that, and it shows the different ways you can listen. So if you have a smartphone and you're like, I don't want to go through all this crap, there's direct listen links, and there's also the Patreon link. And you can give a one-time donation, and you can come in the chat room and say hi. Like, you can say hi to all our friends. I'm going to say hi right now to Cannon, who's in the chat room. We've got WD and Irish, Mitchell, an old guy. I put an R in there somewhere. I thought it was Arnold guy. No, it's an old guy. You're not so old, okay, in the cosmic scheme of things. Isn't that right, Stardust Man? Stardust Man, Rudolph. Navy, salute Navy, Mona Radler, Boy Solomon, Dirt Engineer, we got Batsman and Comet. You're not being censored. Nope, nobody's being censored here. We got, who else do we have? Comet, let's see, Maced 139, or is it Maystreet 139? Not much to it. Flippy, Lusitania, Boots, Gino 2017, Omega Logos, Cat Dog Girl, Surrey Sunflower, Pat Rabbit, Chair Bear 2, Popsicle Toes, myself, Festus B, and Rockstar Hair. Yes, Rockstar Hair. Well, hey, everybody. Where'd Meow go? Where'd Maggie go? They just come and go. It's okay. Anyway, I hope everybody's having a good day. I hope everybody had a nice weekend. It's actually a pretty nice day today. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. There's no clouds in the sky. It's blue. There are no chemtrails. This is, wow, I'm looking outside. It is not even hazy. I mean, it's cobalt blue. That's real nice. I like seeing this, you know, and it's not a million degrees out. It's perfect for the cosmic handover as we shift into the quantum banking system and the new owners take possession of the planet. We are all in celebration. Yes, it's going to be wonderful. Okay. Where are cryptos at today? A standard cryptos, we're going to take a look right now live. Cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin is doing quite well. It's at $11,564.06. Yes, it's closer to 12,000 than 11,000. Just a little, but it's there. Ethereum coming in also up 4% actually at $388 right now, just over $388. It is also, we have XRP, which is the Ripple-ish kind of thing. XRP, the banker's coin, the one that's is trading at over just over a quarter, just over 25 cents right now. I am seeing that barring any huge disasters and things, if we continue along this path, Ripple will be a good investment, something to have. It will probably surpass $2 or $3 in the near future as the market cap increases. There are some deals that have been made. They've already been, I wouldn't say cemented, but they've already been signed. The contracts are already out and done, and this is going to be part of the moving into the new paradigm. XRP is going to play a role as we move into digital currencies. So being extremely cheap compared to other digital currencies, 25 cents, you know, under a dollar, those quarters could turn into silver dollars. Bitcoin Cash is at $242. We've got Binance Coin, $30.93. Now, CZ, the owner, founder, whatever, of Binance, is on record saying that the decentralized exchanges in DeFi could start to put his model at risk. The decentralized exchanges, people moving off of the standard, you know, exchanges where you have to go through all the song and dance to get an account and do this stuff, and they are highly regulated. Well, DeFi is, well, we'll talk about that. It's also extremely high risk right now. Chain, it's very new. Chainlink at 11.56. Polkadot at 4.38. Cardano, 11 cents. Litecoin, again, once again, over $50 right now, trading at 51.16. Okay. One of my very favorites, of course, is Theta. Theta is at 74 cents right now. It's been holding around the 75, 74 cent level. That's quite a big move for the last couple of months, and I think Theta is its platform, Theta TV, is extremely underused. There, you could see every person in the world streaming on Theta, and it's only one page. So imagine what will happen if these things take off, and you have, you know, instead of, let's say, a few hundred people using it and a few thousand people watching those few hundred people, or a couple tens of thousands watching a few hundred or a few thousand people, what happens when you get tens of thousands of people using it on a level like YouTube? What happens to things like Theta Token? And when you have all this combined effort, because there's ways you can make money with Theta as well, just being like a node and doing these other things. I won't go into it, but there's incentives everywhere. So when these incentives start to go out into the mainstream, it's going to take off. And the market caps are, of course, are going to increase, and the value and everything will go up. Rising tides raise all ships. Okay. Yearn Finance is going at 17,000 right now, up 2%. Synthetics, which is a DeFi, it's to a 452. And we have Uniswap up about 5% at 351. And that's what we're going to talk about in a bit as well. What is the deal with Uniswap? What is DeFi? Now, decentralized finance. Playing around with experimental manipulation of units of account and smart contracts, juggling these things. It's all very confusing. Now, there's a whale warning. A whale warning. Maybe it was written in anger, but it is sending a ripple effect, no pun intended, through the crypto world. A big whale, well, what's a whale? A whale is a guy that holds a hell of a lot of crypto. You know, like, I've got 150,000 bitcoins. Well, okay. I wish I was a whale. I'm not a whale. I'm like a...
You're like a sardine.
Well, this guy, he was furious when another DeFi project earlier, I think it was in September, exit scammed and investors lost their money. So you got to be very careful. There are a lot of scams going around. So I guess this person, let's see. Now, okay, I was just talking about what a whale is. Okay, one of these whales got exit scammed, was a trader that tweets by the moniker of Crypto Whale. Although no one knows his true identity, the man is clearly American, given the Never Forget picture he posted on September 11th. Okay, whatever. In anger over what happened to a new liquidity mining pool, DeFi project, called YFDexF Finance, YFDexF.Finance, he stated that, quote, 99.99% of DeFi tokens are scams designed to steal your wealth. Okay? Now, I don't know if I agree with that, but I will say this. I think that well over 50%, in my opinion, of DeFi tokens are scams designed to steal your wealth. You've got to be extremely careful. Okay? Now, Yearn Finance, I'll just read this. His emotional outburst followed the exit scam of a coin named YFDexF Finance, which had clearly chosen its name to resemble YFI or Yearn Finance. That's the one that went up just to almost $40,000. It's trading on I-17 right now. A coin that had picked up $20 million in investment after it was touted heavily on Medium, Twitter, and Telegram accounts. Now, just as happened with Sushi, the developer had kept several million coins for himself. He waited until the value of the coin went up because of the marketing exits, and then guess what he did? Exited. He left. He cashed out. He got rich. By now, the coin's official website and all social media accounts have been deleted, leaving investors with a hole in their pocket and another warning in their mind. On Telegram, CryptoWell stated, quote, the ICO bubble in 2017 left millions. Yeah, that was another one. You remember the ICOs? In 2017, left millions of investors bag-holding useless altcoins for years. All crashed about 99.99%. The DeFi bubble will end in the exact same way. This is a warning, new investors, to not get sucked into the hype you read online about these shit coins. Okay? That's Crypto Well. At Crypto Well. If you want to follow him on Twitter, you can. So that being said, can you make a lot of money in DeFi? Well, yeah, absolutely. Can you lose a lot of money in DeFi? Absolutely. Can you make a lot of money in a very short time? You betcha. Can you lose a lot of money in a very short time? You betcha. So there are experiments, different ways of manipulating different behaviors of these units of accounts. Now, I'm not going to try to explain it to you. I'm going to actually go ahead. Let's see, because I have a limited amount of time. So I'm just going to play this guy, he did some yield farming, DeFi yield farming, liquidity staking. And he made a trade with Ethereum to a new DeFi yield farming liquidity staking coin called Cappy, C-A-P-Y. Now, so he put in about one ETH, which is around $350, $300-something dollars. And he expected it was going to turn into $100,000. He's like, look, there's 1,000,000%, and that's a new experiment, and the smart contract, and I've read it, and it looks good, and look at all the money. There was like millions of dollars locked up into it, and doodly-doodly-eye. And I'm going to keep rambling, so I'm going to let him explain it to you. Let's roll.
Welcome back to the Voscoin YouTube channel. Let's recap. 3 days ago, I said this. Here's the thing. You're like, oh, you're an idiot. Oh, that's a scam. Maybe. I also said I was going to turn $350, aka one Ethereum at current prices, either into a lot of money or not a lot of money. Again, guys, please don't think that I'm promoting this or pimping it on you or whatever. I mean, just look at this as video documentation of somebody trying to join the DeFi degen nonsense that's going on and seeing an opportunity to get in here on day one, and just maybe I'll have a cool story. Man, we may laugh at this video. Maybe I'll have a cool story. I turned a couple $100 into several thousand, tens of thousands. Or maybe in a couple days next week I'll make a video and we can all laugh at me. I took 1.2 Ethereum and I turned it into nothing. I literally say, don't do this. I'm not recommending this. You know, I would never put anything in here that you don't expect to never see again. Okay, this is insanely high risk. And when I say don't do this, I mean don't do this. When Mr. Beast goes out and buys a car dealership and gives the cars away and he puts it on his YouTube channel.
I bought every single car at a car dealership.
Can we afford this? I really don't know. Well, that's reassuring.
It doesn't mean you should too. We're dealing with a scenario here where if everybody made a lot of money, I'd be getting praised. Unfortunately, it didn't work out so well. Including myself, I lost the Ethereum I risked. Well, a large part of it. Which, that's what today's video is partially about, to kind of recap really what happened, what did I learn, kind of what blindsided me, and why I don't regret this, because like I said in the first video, I'm risking money I don't expect to see to learn firsthand DeFi and these new yield farming and providing liquidity and everything in between. I want to get back to the basics.
So real quick, the number one rule outside of really, you know, giving your private keys away or something is don't invest or risk money that you can't afford to lose. If you put money into something, know that there is a chance that you will not get that money back. It's like, well, think about it as loaning money to someone. If you loan money to a friend or a neighbor or whatever, you may not get it back. You just might not pay. Something could happen. It's now out of your possession, and that's it. So maybe the things will be cool and you'll get back more money than you put out. Maybe you'll get back the same amount, a little bit less, whatever, and it won't matter. But maybe you won't get it back. So this is also, though, it's good. It's a good learning experience for many that are coming into this, because the paradigm is changing and all of these things, we are seeing the very beginning of this new type of moving around money.
Roots of my channel where I just did dumb stuff, had fun, and made videos about it. People really put me on a pedestal these days just because I have a lot of subscribers. It doesn't mean I'm smarter than you or I know more than you. It just means, you know, I do this and I make videos and some of you guys, you know, fortunately come back to watch. And I really enjoy everyone who subscribes to the channel and you're commenting and just engaging with me. It makes it a lot of fun. So anyway, that's my preface. Let's review what happened, how my $350 did not turn into $100,000, and, you know, the lessons learned along the way. Plus 10 seconds of tales, the best Shiba in the world. So I linked out this thread to Voscoin Talk in the original video. It's linked out in the video description below in this video. I like linking written content to our forum because it's something I can easily update. I can't update videos on YouTube without simply making another video, for better and worse, right? Well, I can update this. I mean, it's been updated currently 26 times. Okay, so now it's gone from high risk, maybe high reward, to high risk, and no reward. And so here's what happened. The best way to learn is firsthand. That's why I said I'm going into this risky DeFi coin. And I
By the way, if you want to look to see, I'm going to stick in the chat room the actual place that he went to. It's called API Center or API.center. Actually, one of them is old.api.center And then there's one that's just api.center. So you can see what one of these pages typically might look like. And yeah.
Said that this is incredibly risky. I'm not promoting it. Even if they reached out to me to review it, I wasn't like, oh yeah, this is awesome. You guys should get in on this with me. We'll all be rich. No point did I say that. I would never put anything in here that you don't expect to ever see again, referencing staking your Ethereum there. So I wasn't kidding when I say don't do this and let me try it out for fun. And again, you know, in the future, I'll just have to record these and then upload everything after the fact and just my full experience that way. Because when I try to do it ahead of the curve, then, you know, I get punished for it. And to be honest, it's not fair. A lot of people are out here victimizing themselves. Anyway, let's go ahead and summarize what happened and why this was a fat loss. Okay, so I mean, again, I told you guys I'm inexperienced when it comes to DeFi. I'm not just up here lying, okay? So fully realizing everything after the fact, I didn't know that Kappy and APY was APYC was a fork of Orb. I wasn't familiar with Orb. You noticed the Orb price chart here. And if we look at the Kappy price chart, we see something similar, okay? I'd like to take a moment to thank today's video sponsor, CoinFly, and their new Ethereum mining pool. We talked about it in our $1,000 GPU mining rig build, but they have recently launched a very cool pool promotion where all miners receive plus 10% to their mining rewards until October 10th. And when registering, you'll earn plus 10% until the end of the year, and you'll be able to invite 5 friends to join. You can join with our link in the video description below. And again, I don't regret it. I like learning firsthand. When I got into crypto mining, I didn't just read what everyone else was doing. I spent almost $100,000 getting into it and doing it myself and showing people what I was doing, how, and why. But anyway, before I get on a tangent here, okay, so it appears anything with a lockup period is just going to be an absolute dump once the initial lockup period expires. So, you know, I was looking at the total value locked. And when you like...
Okay, so keep that in mind. Anything with a lockup period. There are staking where you can stake and retrieve your coins or your stake at any time. So there's no penalties or anything like that. Then there's like, well, let's, you know, we're going to have a time period, a lockup, and maybe taking it out is impossible or you get penalized. That's a red flag. It's not necessarily means that that site's a scam and everything's going to be a loss, but it is a red flag. Next.
I logged in here. It shows you this total value locked right here. It was over 800,000 when I checked, you know, last night before the dump and stuff like that. But the total value locked is largely based off the inflated coin price. So once someone who has, you know, coins early, once they start dumping, it gets liquidated way faster than I realized. Basically putting people who get in later at extreme risk. I understood that I was at risk, but to be honest, I underestimated how much of a negative impact this was going to have. And there's one really crucial piece I fully didn't understand. But so one thing again here is I staked my initial ETH and it was turned to 50% Ethereum and 50% Kappy, and it was bought in at that inflated price point. But this this buy-in, it doesn't mean your 50% of Ethereum just sits there. What you can have here is what's called impermanent loss, that once that becomes real, becomes just simply a permanent loss. And this is all based around arbitrage, which is kind of what Uniswap is partially or largely, I guess, really based around. It's a whole video in itself, so I've got it linked out here in the article, and I'll link it in the video description below if you want to check it out as well. But that's a large part of basically why myself and anyone else who didn't get in initially basically lost a lot of money and coin quantity, which translates to USD value. Another thing I didn't understand, and I never front, is I'm like some kind of coding expert. I'm like level 2 at best, and let's say there's like 100 levels, or at least 10. And so something here that astonished me, the staking rewards with this, they're dynamic. Okay, so I thought that these were static. So when I looked at my like Kappy stake, I thought I was going to have like 3 coins, or well over 2. But then when push came to shove, I didn't even have like half a coin. Or maybe that's what I maxed out at, but I thought I was going to have like at least over 2 coins. I didn't even have 1 coin, which has a massive impact on the potential money that I can get out of this. And this is all based around, or it's quoted right here. Your balance is based on the ETH time calc and earn calc functions in the smart contract. So earn rewards are dynamic and not static. This is why my staking rewards dropped dramatically. So if you look here and you can see where I was trying to withdraw this stuff is that like my Kappy amount just plummeted based off what it showed the day before. I don't have a screenshot of it, but I looked at, you know, it was well over 2 coins. And that just completely plummeted. And also, just to be clear, if anyone thinks I got like massively rich off referrals, the answer is no. And just to be clear, put this on the record, at 1027, that's my stake. I didn't have another address and I was like secretly staking more coins earlier or anything like that. I've always kept it real with you guys. And I don't plan to stop. Reject. Drop a decimal. Reject. Drop 2 decimals. I don't know why that works. Ultimately, it comes down to these rewards being dynamic and not static. The deck got absolutely obliterated in prices here. Here's an Eli 5, which means explain like I'm 5 years old. In Uniswap, you put in 50-50 of two tokens at the current market rate. When you withdraw, you get 50-50 of each token at the new market rate. If that results in a loss, it's called impermanent loss because if you wait long enough, the fees earned should catch up to any losses, thus impermanent. Although, depending on the ratio pool volume, waiting long enough could be years, so watch out. Providing liquidity on Uniswap is still a risk. Basically, I just realized an additional loss here. Ultimately, I managed to recover about 0.4 of my Ethereum off my initial Ethereum deposit, which was one.
Okay, so I know it sounds a little bit complicated and complex, and it is. And I didn't know a lot of this stuff either. I've been doing some research into this stuff, and I just found out about impermanent loss yesterday myself. So I was under some of these impressions as well that not only are some of these projects, I mean, they're legit projects, but some of them aren't. So you have to look at that. There are several red flags. Then there are several things that you got to keep in mind, new things that we didn't know about, like impermanent loss. And you have to maybe research the contract. Now, the flip side of this, of course, is a lot of this stuff comes out very quickly. And in order to make any real money, you have to be, like you said, one of the very first to get in. So if you're playing around with this DeFi, you probably should be at least following some of the forums and some of the Telegram groups and, you know, the Twitter pages of these projects and look into them before putting any real money, unless you're like, you know what? I can afford to put half an ETH. I can afford to put 0.01, you know, whatever the minimum is, just for fun, if you want to see if the mechanism works. And sometimes it will. And you might say, well, I'll put in, you know, a quarter of an ETH or whatever, you know, maybe $50 worth or something. If I lose it, no big deal. And maybe you don't. Maybe you make, you know, $700 off that $50, which is now profit that you've got to play around with. And you can say, well, okay, I'm playing with profit, and maybe you'll get lucky, and maybe you'll share that with us as well. Now, so caveat emptor, buyer beware, investor beware as well. So that's the bottom line. Now, I don't want to play the entire video because he's got the meat of the gist of what I wanted the point to be is out now. The second thing I wanted to talk about, while I have some time, is airdrops, where you don't need to invest any money to make money. There was an airdrop recently I've spoken about, and that was called the Uniswap. You might have just heard him talking about Uniswap, the Uniswap airdrop. And I had luckily been playing around with Uniswap before September 1st, so I did qualify for the airdrop, which they gave away 400 free Uniswap tokens. And Uniswap's trading right now at over $3.50. So that does convert into free money. I can trade that into ETH. I can turn the ETH into Tether. I can send the Tether to my bank account as real dollars if I wanted to. There's various ways to cash out. You can buy Bitcoin or whatever if you wanted. So that's found money. And these airdrops, while not all of them are going to be worth a lot of money, there was one that unfortunately I missed out on that was recently that was worth like I don't know, it was like close to 10,000 or something. I forget. It was ridiculous, way over 10,000, maybe $17,000 worth at a point. Now I missed out on that, and I know some other people that also did and were traumatized by that. And so how you can get these airdrops is basically having an Ethereum address. And a couple things that if you're – I'm not going to explain step by step. I'll be very generalized. And in the future, maybe we'll have – well, you know, you could probably do some research, and maybe I'll go into it even further on a future show. But the easiest way is to have something like a MetaMask wallet or some wallet that has an Ethereum address, and airdrops are advertised on websites like airdrops.io, or they're on Twitter. There's some Telegram groups, and what they are is free tokens that are given away, and many of the tokens, it might only be worth a buck. It might be worth nothing. Many of these tokens, just they're worthless. You might get them just having an Ethereum address, but you can look for them and complete a number of tasks to get them. One is you will have to have a Telegram account, it's a chatting service, messaging app, and you usually have to join their channel and follow their Telegram channel, to follow their Twitter account, and maybe retweet their pinned post. And then you send them your Ethereum address, of the address of your Ethereum wallet, and then you wait. And then you get these tokens in your wallet at some point in the future, poof, like magic. And if those tokens are actually go up in value, you can trade them on exchanges or on a decentralized exchange like Uniswap for something like ETH, which is a pretty universal crypto that can be deposited even into a bank account at major exchanges through a conversion, or used natively at some sites as well to buy goods and services. So that's minimal amount of effort. All you got to do is subscribe to stuff, follow a couple things, do your little social media task. That's about it. And wait, and then you get free money. And if you make a habit of following and maybe doing a lot of those, every once in a while you get something that's worth a few bucks. Might be $5, $10, $20, $50, $1,000, you never know. So the one thing to watch out for that I want to get the point across, if you do start to participate in receiving the airdrops in crypto, is any wording that says something to the – at any point, if you see, quote, send X amount of – that's it. Don't. It's a red flag. It's probably a scam. Do not send any amount of crypto to any address to, quote, unquote, verify, double, multiply, or otherwise do anything else expecting to get anything back. When you're sending your crypto out to anybody for any reason, expect that you're never going to see it again. So know that there are scams out there. They're going to go ahead and set up a page. They're going to set up their little Telegram and Twitter. They're going to say, hey, yeah, we got this airdrop. It's free, blah, blah, blah. And you're going to go through all this, and then they're going to be like, go, oh, yeah, now in order to do just send any amount of whatever crypto, it might be some token, it might be what ETH, whatever, to here, and we're going to double it or double it. No. And then you might see people saying, yeah, I sent, oh, wow, it pays off, and don't fall for it. Do not fall for it at all. All right. So that's pretty much what I wanted to get across there. And I've got about, let's see, I think I've got time. I wanted to play this real quick. This woman had her, I guess she had her bank account removed because this is the way things are. And I want her to kind of explain it. This is about 11 minutes long, but I'll play it a tiny bit quicker. And I want to say this is a good reason to have alternative ways of doing business. Whether you pull out cash and just have a stash, or you've got silver, or you've got cryptos, and in the new paradigm, you might need to know about how to utilize different types of blockchains and privacy coins. I don't know, unless they lock everything, they're going to go to a one-world currency, right? A whole global reset. But this is happening today. This woman, Laura Towler, is her name, and I'll just let her explain kind of what happened.
Hello everybody, welcome to the video. So this week I'm going to be talking about the dangers of a cashless society, and I'm going to start the video by telling you a personal story. If you watched the last video that I uploaded on my channel, I mentioned that I was currently going through something where my rights as an individual and my rights as a citizen were under attack, and I said that once that saga had ended, I would make it all public. Well, now the saga has ended, and I've already spoken about what happened on Mark Collett's YouTube channel, but I also want to talk about it in this video because it's really, really relevant to the topic of this video. So about a month ago, I was in town in Leeds City Centre, and I tried to pay for my shopping on my card in a shop, and my card declined. I tried it again, and it declined again, and I definitely had money in my account. I'd actually checked my bank balance that morning, so I said, I'm really sorry, I'll go outside to the cash point, and I'll draw some money out, and then I'll come back in and pay for my shopping. So I went to the cash point and it wouldn't work. It said unable to process this transaction or something like that. And I tried another cash point just down the road and it did the same thing. It just wouldn't work. So I tried to open the banking app on my phone and it just said error and closed. So I was like, okay, obviously something's wrong with my bank account. So I went into the branch and explained what happened. And the cashier that I spoke to was like, I've never seen this before. And he kept going around the back and he was on the phone and he was talking to the manager. And I waited at the counter for about an hour. Eventually, the manager called me into his office and he said, I'm going to read a statement out to you. I'm not allowed to tell you anything else. I'm only allowed to read this statement out for you. And that's it. So he read this statement out and it said something like, we have locked your bank account. We can't give you any further information about why we've locked your bank account. We might be in touch in the future with further information, but we don't know when that will be. So I was like, what? Like, obviously I knew I hadn't done anything wrong and I tried to get some more information out of him, but he just wouldn't tell me anything. The only thing that he did say is he told me that it wasn't fraud, because apparently if it is fraud, it comes up on the screen and says fraud, and he said that that wasn't there, but he wouldn't tell me anything else. So I asked if I could have some money out of my bank account. He said no, he wasn't allowed to give me any money. So I was like, well, how am I supposed to get home? Because I live, I think, about 8 to 10 miles away from the city centre. I also said, how long is this going to go on for? Because I need to access my bank account to be able to pay my bills and buy food and travel and stuff like that. And he wouldn't tell me anything. He was just like, I don't know, I don't know. Anyway, long story short, this went on for 3 weeks. My account was locked for 3 weeks. Nothing could go into it and nothing could come out of it. I couldn't pay my rent. My standing order didn't go out. None of my direct debits came out. They all started adding extra fees on because payments were missed. I couldn't access any of my cash at all. I complained to the bank and they sent me a letter saying they weren't interested in my complaint and they wouldn't be taking it any further. I phoned up a few times trying to talk to them, seeing if any progress had been made. And each time they either just read the statement out to me that the manager in the bank had read out to me, or the phone would just go dead. I'm not sure if they cut me off on purpose or if it was an accident, but that happened a few times. After 3 weeks, I phoned up and the man on the phone said something about my account being closed. I asked him why it had been closed and he put me on hold for ages. And then he came back and the phone went dead. So I decided to go into the branch and speak to them about it. I went into the branch and explained everything from start to finish. They told me that my account had already been closed. It was closed a couple of days ago and they'd posted me a letter about it. They'd actually posted me two letters, so it was one for my current account and one for my savings account. The lady in the bank told me that they'd agreed to give me the balance that was in my account. So I was like, thanks, that's nice of you. Thanks for agreeing to give me my own money. And on the letter that they'd posted me, they had included a cheque for my bank balance. So again, I was like, what am I supposed to do with a cheque? I don't have a bank account anymore. But the lady in the branch was actually really helpful and she printed me off a copy of the letter that I'd been posted. And here is a picture of the print off, which she printed off for me in the branch. I'll show the actual letters in a moment. So the letter says, Dear Miss Tyree, very important, we've closed your Santander account. We want to let you know that we can't offer you banking facilities anymore, so we've closed your account today. Under the terms and conditions of the account, we can withdraw banking facilities at any time and, in line with our company policy, we don't give further information about how we've made that decision, what we've done. And then it says, we've enclosed a cheque for insert amount to settle your balance. The actual two letters I received in the post did have the amount on, but this one that she printed off for me in the branch didn't. And then it says, thank you for your cooperation. Yours sincerely, Santander Operations. I sat with the lady in the branch for about 30 minutes and we went through all my transactions for the last 2 years. She said that I was managing my account really well. I'd never had any debt. I'd never even had an overdraft or anything like that. And she said that there was nothing on my statement which stood out to her as being dodgy. So a few days later, the letters arrived in the post. Each one had a cheque attached. I've covered up anything that's personally identifiable for security reasons. Just to give a little bit more evidence, here are two pictures of the cheques that I received, one for my savings account, one for my current account. And also in the post, I received a closing statement. So the closing date on my account seems to be the 25th of September. So basically, that's it. I had my account closed after an investigation that went on for about 3 weeks. And my colleague, Matt Collett, had the same thing happen to him. His account has also been closed. During that time, I was basically treated like a criminal. I was told nothing. I couldn't access my own money. I couldn't function like a normal member of society. I was basically unpersoned. Because of the coronavirus restrictions that we're under at the moment, a lot of businesses in the United Kingdom are card only. You can't use cash, and I couldn't, during these 3 weeks, use most facilities. I couldn't shop at most shops. Now, luckily, about a year ago, I did a stream with Morgoth and Keith Woods, and on that stream, we spoke about the dangers of a cashless society. Since I did that stream, I've always made sure that I had some cash stored in the house. Not a lot, but enough for emergencies. So luckily, when I lost access to my account, I did have some cash which I could use, even though, as I've just said, not all shops would take cash. I also live with my fiancé and I also have a very supportive family, so I was okay, I could cope. But if that happened to somebody who hadn't stored some cash or somebody who didn't have any family to support them, then that person would be absolutely screwed. How would they survive? And the banks just don't care. One point that I really want to make in this video to anybody who's listening to this could happen to anybody and they don't need to give a reason why they lock you out of your account or close your account. Please make sure that you take suitable measures so that if this ever happens to you, you are okay. So this could be storing cash in your house. It could be making sure that you have another bank account so that you can transfer your direct debits over. Or you might want to look into things like cryptocurrency or purchasing gold or silver. Just make sure that you're not in a position where you have one bank account and all of your money is in that account, because if you get that taken off you, how are you going to function? In the title of this video, I've referred to the dangers of a cashless society. We seem to be edging towards becoming cashless in the United Kingdom, and this has really been amplified recently with the coronavirus restrictions. If the restrictions lift, will we go back to cash, or will many places stay cashless? We really do seem to be heading in that direction. A few years ago, you couldn't pay for the bus or pay for a taxi unless you had cash, but today it's all pay by card, and they seem to prefer that method as well. The bus drivers get proper mardy with you if you try to pay by cash. If we go entirely cashless, what happens if the state or your bank decides, and remember this could happen to anybody, what happens if they decide that you're not allowed a bank account, like they did with me? How are you going to operate as a functioning member of society in a cashless society if you're not allowed a bank account? And not only does the government or the banks have the power to control what you're able to do, but if we do go cashless, then they also have the power to monitor everything that you do, where you go, what you spend, what you buy, etc, etc. I think this is absolutely terrifying. And you might be thinking, well, Laura, you're a far-right extremist. That won't happen to the majority of people. Well, don't you think that's even worse? What if this scares regular people from speaking up about the things that I talk about on this channel? And that's the reason why I made this video, really, because I want more and more people to speak out, but I also want those people to be prepared for what could happen to them. I'm not the first person that this has happened to. I was speaking to Lana Lochter from Red Ice, and she told me that she'd had a few bank accounts closed down. I know that Brittany and Martin Selner have been through the same thing as well. Obviously, Mark went through it at the same time as me. So I think this is something that we can expect to see more and more of in the future. And I don't know what the solution is, apart from starting our own bank and also supporting each other when we go through something like this, especially people who don't have a family to help them out. I want to finish by saying that Mark and I have spoken to a solicitor and we have a plan. We can't make it public just yet because our enemies watch these videos, but we will make it public as soon as we can. And it might work, it might not work, we don't know, but we'll let you know either way. And just to confirm, none of this deters either of us from doing the work that we do. It actually makes us more determined because it confirms for us the things that we already knew all along. It confirms for us the threats that we're facing and the fact that things need to change. I'll leave it there for now. Look after yourselves and I'll see you again next Sunday. Bye-bye.
So it sounds, it doesn't sound like it was related to her being in anything like crypto. It sounds like, you know, it's her political affiliations and or views and the things that she speaks out about have been seen by someone. And of course, in the society she lives in where she's not proper, according to the proper keepers, she is targeted for unpersoning, I guess, which brings me to the point of, yeah, you know, there are dark coins. And there are basically what you would call maybe dark chains. Just like there's a dark net, there may be a point in the future where society goes to a cashless mode where, okay, you might still be able to use some physical assets like gold or silver, which are heavy and bulky, but maybe you won't. Maybe you'll need to use something digital. And what happens if the mechanism is limited and you don't know have any other alternatives, or maybe you have a different blockchain. Now, even today, if you have your bank account shut down, but you have Bitcoin, Litecoin, and a bunch of other cryptos, you still have mechanisms to conduct business. There are even cards that are loadable with crypto that are not connected to the conventional banking systems that you can actually use in that system to still purchase your goods and services like cash. Or you might even be, if worse came to worse, you could give somebody else crypto and have them do a transaction on your behalf, maybe, if you've been blacklisted in the wrong spot. And so there are, where there's a will, there's a way. So it's good to know the alternatives that, okay, there's, you know, there's this digital federal money maybe that they're going to release and issue me, and maybe they can turn that off. But I also have this crypto, I have privacy coins, I have, and maybe they won't be taken by all of the same folks, but maybe some folks will be conversions and exchanges that will be able to facilitate as a medium your ability to use your crypto to pay somebody that needs a debt to be paid for whatever reason, in case maybe your conventional way is no longer available to you. Oh, my bank account's frozen. I usually use my bank debit card to buy gas. Luckily, I have a crypto debit card that I can use. I'll just send a little bit of Bitcoin here, put $50 on, boom, stick it in the machine. It's done. And there are anonymous cards, not tied to your name, not tied to your social security number. These things are still available. There's actually a couple of good sites. I don't have enough time to go into it now, but maybe I'll do an entire show on privacy and alternative financial mechanisms that, you know, just now, a lot of people in the United States, you're actually in America a little bit more tied down than a lot of the rest of the world as far as financial freedom, believe it or not. You know, in the United States, it's one of the only countries that charges, that taxes you for work and income that you make outside of the country. So if you're in, you know, any other country in the world, and I think there's only one other country in the world that does it like the United States, where they're like, well, we're going to tax you on money you made in France. Or whatever. So not only would you be paying France their taxes, then you got to pay the United States on the amount of money that you made in France. They're taxing you, not the work. Now, other countries, like, say, France, would, if you're a Frenchman and you're working in the United States and you make a bunch of money, France is not going to tax you. They're like, well, you didn't make the money here, so why should we even care? You're over there. You pay your U.S. taxes. That's that. So you don't pay double. Anyway, but you know, the problem with the EU, and I lived in the EU, is the VAT, the value added tax that they had. And when I was living in the Netherlands, I don't know what it is now, but when I was there, was it 19%? Was it 19? I think it was 19%. So they were ridiculous. There were people doing scams where they could, like, you know, it was high enough where if you could avoid paying the tax, you could make a big profit. Yeah, on top of everything else. It's extremely ridiculous. So the old system is going to go away. There's a lot of things that I would say are, there's scams built into the old system. So today, the recap is watch out for the decentralized finance world. You can make a lot of money real quick, but you can lose it real fast. I am intrigued by it, and I think it's promising, but I think that it's like, it's like, you know, riding a motorcycle through Death Valley. You know, you might come across some interesting things, but you got to be careful. You're on a motorcycle in Death Valley, all right? So, yeah. Also, again, you know, there's free money to be gotten. There are what they call airdrops. Go ahead and look into that, airdrops, if you're not familiar. Try to do a couple and you'll see how it works. And maybe you will reap a reward in the future. But watch out and do not send any coins to anybody that says, oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, make sure that you get more back or whatever. No. It's like, it'd be like if somebody came to your door and said, hi, give me $5 and then I'll give you 10. Really? No. Just give me $5 and I'll walk away. That's what's going to happen. And then, of course, watch out for people that like the banking system that's going to be mean and turn off your financial abilities. Have an alternative. Whether you've got a stash of gold and silver, which is good too. I'm not going to tell you to not have gold and silver. I hear a bunch of people that are into gold and silver saying, you know what, crypto. I'm not going to say, I mean, why not have both? But if you have to make a decision, well, I don't know. That's up to you, you know. So I don't see why you couldn't have both. I don't see why it's good to be prepared for different contingencies, right? That being said, I'm going to leave it there for now. Stay tuned for Deacon John. We'll see if maybe the hijacker is with him or not. I am out of here. Have a wonderful day. Ciao, ciao.
Listen here, gotta keep rolling, moving on. no show let die.
Revolution.